Hello and welcome to what's threatening to build into a series of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue live releases. As the many thousands of people across the UK who've attended recordings will be aware, I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue really has two incarnations. There are the half-hour broadcasts on Radio 4, of course, but there are also the full recordings, invariably held at larger regional theatres from which these broadcasts are culled. These theatre recordings, comprising two full shows separated by an interval, have become a thoroughly enjoyable evening's entertainment in their own right. To use a footballing analogy, the broadcast shows provide us with the edited highlights, but only the recordings give us the full, absorbing game of two halves. The idea behind these CDs is twofold: to give a flavour of what it's like to attend an I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue recording, and to reveal some almost forgotten treasures from the programme's archive. I'm John Naismith, and since 1991, I've been the show's producer and mystery voice. When I started producing I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, everything was recorded onto quarter-inch tape, and every edit was made, by me, with the customary chalk pencil, razor blade and sticky tape. Anything that didn't make the half-hour broadcast programme went straight into the bin. But in the early 90s, as the BBC began to embrace digital technology with its non-destructive editing, I began to build up a collection of complete digital recordings of the show. It's this collection that has made possible these I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue live releases. The recording you're about to hear was made on Sunday the 14th of May 1995 at the Theatre Royal in Brighton, comprising the old familiar line-up of Barry Cryer and Graham Garden versus Timbrook Taylor and Willie Rushton, with Humphrey Lyttelton in the chair and Colin Sell at the piano. It was the start of the programme's 25th series. At the time of writing this introduction, we've recently completed series 50, so this particular archive recording marks a rather satisfying halfway point in the programme's history to date. It would probably be helpful to provide you with a bit of background detail about the political and cultural lie of the land in May 1995. John Major was still Prime Minister, just, and the EU, which the likes of Willie Rushton still like to refer to as the common market, was provoking enraged outbursts amongst readers of the Daily Mail and self-destructive outbursts amongst members of the Conservative Party. A measure of this Euro-awareness might explain the continued existence of the curious Going for Gold, a BBC One daytime quiz show hosted by Henry Kelly, in which Brits fought it out with people from other European countries for the prize of a holiday. Elsewhere, Peter Tatchell was inviting Church of England bishops to take leave of their...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?